Okay, let's do it. I apologize for that. We're going to do two pieces in Hilchositzes here. The main topic is going to be using somebody else's tzitzis, tzitzis that are not yours, and some of the lumdus or details that deal with that. Mishnah Berurah has, in Siman Yud Aleph, he starts like this. We discussed last time, din of tasa v'omen asoi, as I catch my breath. Okay, I didn't trip in the snow, though. The din of tasa v'omen asoi, which means that you cannot, tzitzis that are made b'psul, and then are retroactively made kosher, are not good. So, for example, if you tie tzitzis strings and they're like wherever they're still attached, they're not made lishman, then you saw, or they're already on a baguette, and then you attach it to it, make it a dalet kamvah. If you make the chiyuv after they're already made, it's no good. That's a din, a well-known din of tasev lo menasoi. So now, the Be'er Halacha has like this. The Shulchan Aruch discusses, what if I steal tzitzis strings? So if I steal tzitzis strings, I'm not yotzei the mitzvah tzitzis, because it says va'asu lahem. So the Be'er Halacha has in Siman Yud Aleph Siv Vav a safik that he ends in Tzarechi and Galil, and he says he has a ray from a Shari Tshuva later on. Like this. What if I steal tzitzis strings and I attach them to a baguette and then I pay the guy back for the tzitzis strings? So do you say that a Glai Muslim afraid they're really mine and there's no violation of Tassel Lomnas? Again, when I attach the strings to the baguette, they were not mine. They were Gezel. They were, besides your Gezel, they were not mine. And their lach is that you must own the tzitzis strings. So is that a problem? So Mishnah Berurah is Mesupik. If afterwards when you pay back money, is that going to work retroactively to make it okay? That was made of actual. So Amik Baruch says he doesn't understand the suffix. He thinks for sure it's a problem. It's a din of asi of asulam tzitzis, that when you make the tzitzis, it has to be your tzitzis. And therefore, if it's not done by Hekshar because they're not yours, the strings are not yours, that it would be a problem. But he says, there is another din. Again, there are really two dinim by tzitzis. By tzitzis, we have the garment, the dalet kamvos, the baguette, and then you have the strings themselves, the tzitzis. So there's the baguette and the tzitzis. The strings must be yours because din of asulam tzitzis. The garment must also be yours to be chayv in tzitzis, because that's what it says, gedilim ta'asalach, it says on ksuscha. You have to put it on your ksus, which means on your baguette. So what about that? Let's say I steal someone's baguette. Sometimes they have, like in camp, they're making like tzitzis making or whatever it is. So let's say I take someone else's, just like I didn't get one and he had two or whatever it is, I take one of his and then I put my own tzitzis on it, and then I say, you know, really it's yours, I buy it off of you, the baguette, without the strings. So then would I still have a problem of tas of woman asli? So it says the Emek Brach over here, we would say a chiluk. What would be the distinction? This din of ksuscha, that the baguette must be yours, is that a din that you cannot be yotzei the mitzvah of tzitzis with someone else's baguette? That's not the din. The din is, it's a din in who's chayiv in tzitzis. I'm only chayiv to put tzitzis on my own begadim. Let's say it's someone else's baguette. I'm not chayiv to put tzitzis on that, even if I'm wearing it. If I'm not the owner, I'm not chayiv to put tzitzis on. Let's give you an afkamina. Let's say I borrow someone's tzitzis, and this happens, or I borrow someone's baguette, and I put my own tzitzis on it. So would I make a bracha on that? So Tosfos and the Rosh say, I would make a bracha on that. Again, I borrow someone's baguette, and I put my own tzitzis. I would make a bracha on that. Why am I making a bracha on that? So they say, it's like Nashim that make a bracha on a mitzvah seishas mangram, a woman, time down mitzvahs, women are chayvin, women are chayvin, lulav and sukkah, other mitzvahs. If a woman shakes lulav, again, it's a machlokas we shown him, but the Baalei Tosfos that a woman makes a bracha on lulav if she shakes lulav. So just like you can make a bracha on something you're not obligated to do, but you get it, you're doing a mitzvah. So if I have someone else's baguette and I put my own tzitzis on it, I'm not obligated to put the tzitzis on, but if I do, I'm getting a mitzvah. So says the Tosfos in the Rosh, is Paskin Shulchan Aruch, then I make a bracha on that. So that's actually going to be important. We're going to keep that in mind. But for our purposes, for this first chakira that we have here, if I would take someone else's baguette, I would steal it. And I'm putting my own tzitzis strings in it. Is there going to be a problem of ta'asev lo menasoi? Absolutely not. Why? It's true. Why am I not, again, I'm not chayiv to put tzitzis on his baguette. I did something wrong by stealing his bag. He says it wouldn't even be a problem. Mitzvah of Aveira. Mitzvah of Aveira has to be in the guf of the mitzvah. There's an Aveira. The beged that I have someone else's beged doesn't get in the way of the guf of the mitzvah. It's just that I'm not chayiv to do it. But there's no problem, was there?
If the mitzvah is a seal, then why can I ever buy?
The mitzvah is not really a seal. This is that the Nitziv has in the She'iltos, in the very end of the She'iltos, in the mitzvah of Sukkah. So the Nitziv has, there are some things that the Torah says, the Lashon of the mitzvah is in Asiya, Sulam Tzitzis, Sukkos Ta'aselecha, and there might be a kiyum of like a Hechsher mitzvah, like kiyum derais of Hechsher mitzvah in the Torah, but fundamentally the mitzvah I take that back. By tzitz, there's a machlokas, whether it's a chovas, now we're not going to say Rabbi Shmuel, chovas mana, chovas kavra, meaning is it when I wear it, or even if it's sitting in my closet when I put it on. If it's sitting in my closet when I put it on, maybe putting the tzitz on themselves has more to do with it, but I don't really want to go down there because that's a completely different machlokas. But for our purposes, there's a very big difference between not owning the strings, which is vasulam tzitz, and not owning the beged, which is ksuscha. That din is much less of a fundamental din. You can make a bracha on that. Okay. Now, we're going to get back to this, so don't forget this. Let's say, what's the halacha if I'm wearing a talis or tzitzis and then I take it off to take a shower or I take it off to go to the bathroom and then I come out and I put on the tzitzis again? So do I have to make a new bracha? I'm putting on the same tzitzis. Let's say you take a shower in the middle of the day, Erev Shabbos, you don't have a separate pair of tzitzis for Shabbos. Do you make a new bracha? If you're assuming you're making a bracha on your talis katan, that don't get into any whatever, like machlokasim and all those issues. But, so what do you make a bracha again? So it's discussed in Shulchan Aruch. The halacha is that if you take your tzitzis off and then you put them back on, you had in mind to put them on, you didn't take a big break, that you do not make a new bracha. That's what the Ramah holds. The Mechaber actually argues, but even Svardim here, Paskin like the Ramah, that's not considered a sufficient tzitzich. Since you know you're planning, but actually, I take it back. The talis katan issue is a little bit more complicated. The talis gadol is more simple because the talis gadol, you have to boot that you're still wearing the talis katan the entire time. In other words, let's say you're wearing a talis during davening, you take it off to go to the restroom, you're still wearing your talis katan, you come back out, you put the talis gadol back on. That, for sure, you would not have to make another bracha, at least according to the Ramah. Again, but for our purposes, it's true even by both. It's true we would say even if you're not wearing a talis katan. So what's the reason for that? The reason is that there's no... You do not make a new bracha.
If you change.
If you have a new beged, yes. I don't want to get into the lachs of new beged. It would depend what you had in mind when you made the bracha to begin with. But that would be less simple that you would be able to rely on the original bracha that you made in the morning or whatever. Okay. So now, what's it then by tefillin? I take off my tefillin, I go to the restroom, I come back in, I put my tefillin on. Again, I go to the restroom for 2 minutes. I know what? Need new bracha, right? Well. So it's also not pasha. We say need new bracha. First of all, there's a machlokas. Let's say I take my tefillin off. You know, let's say I don't know. I'm getting a phone call. I take my tefillin off. I go answer the phone, and then I come back and put tefillin back on. So then we would say halach lemaisa that you don't need a new bracha because there was no hefsik. But what happened when I went into the bathroom? I allowed to wear my tefillin in the bathroom. Absolutely not. Or when I go to the bathroom, not allowed to wear my tefillin when I go to the bathroom. So, or when I'm in the bathroom. So since you're not allowed to wear the tefillin, so that is an automatic hefsek. Even though you're only there for 2 minutes, you know you're going to put the tefillin back on, that's hefsek. By tzitzis, you're allowed to wear your tzitzis in the bathroom. We do it all the time. You're wearing your talis katan and walk into the restroom. So that's why that's not hefsek. So here's my shayla. Here's the shayla Emek Bracha brings up. What if I... Let's say I'm wearing my talis, yeah? And then someone else needs a talis for me. So I say, sure, no problem. You know, in the middle of Chazar Shatz, he can put it on for 2 minutes. By Ashrei, he already gives it back to me, and that's the plan all along, because I like to stay in my talis and fill in for a long time, put on my Arvino Tam, fill in whatever I do, you know. Some people like to wear their talis and fill in for a long time. So, again, I give it to him in the middle, and then I take it back. When I get it back, and 10 minutes later, 5-10 minutes later, and I know it's going to happen, is that the same thing like going to the bathroom where I would not need to make a new bracha? What do you say? So let me ask you a question. When I give it to him to be Otei's mitzvah of tzitzis, how does that work? Did I lend it to him or did I give it to him? I have to give it to him because if he doesn't own the tzitzis strings and if he doesn't own the baged, he's not chayiv in tzitzis and you can make a bracha, but it's not the same as mitzvah of Otei. If he doesn't own the strings, he can't even be Otei at all.
so we knew he asked for it in order to make a bracha.
Correct. So, right. So when he asked for it to make a bracha to be yotzei his mitzvah of tzitzis, I'm giving to him as a matana manas achzir. And the post can say this is brought down lalacha. Even if you just borrow someone's tzitzis, you know, let's say I say, can I borrow your tzitzis? I'd like to make a, you know, I'd like to be yotzei tzitzis. The assumption is you're saying matana manas achzir, even if you don't say it explicitly. Good to know. It's better to say it explicitly, says the Mishnah Berurah, so you know. And it's also good to know what you're doing, but strictly speaking, it's a matana masach, yeah?
What if you're not doing it for the mitzvah? What if it's like it sounds like aliyah and there's no
so that, that's right. That's a big discussion. The achronim, if you're getting aliyah, there's two elements of that shayla. One is the nature of the atifa different because you're just doing it for kavod, not because you're trying to be with the mitzvah. And also, who owns that talis? Is it the tzibur? Does that mean we're all shutfin in it? So we are
emchayiv
in it?
Let's say someone.
Right, especially in a Heights Lounge, it's, you know, those short and talisim, whatever it is, you know, for sure.
Take from Glock.
No. But you're 100% right. That happens all the time. So that's a tricky shayla. There's an arichas in Mishnah Berurah, but that we might touch it a little bit more. But it is discussed. The best thing might be to have in mind that you're dafka not trying to be kone, and that you're not doing gilishim diotzei the mitzvah, and then don't make a bracha. If you do, you might have to make a bracha. Anyway. So nachzer lezeh. So the halacha is, if I borrow tzitzis from someone else, the assumption is I'm doing a matana masachzir. So hold on. So now I gave it to my friend. Now it's his. Now it's not mine. I cannot be yotzei with it right now because it's his. Once he gives it back to me, 10 minutes later, I'll be able to be yotzei with it. So right now, what type of hefsik is that? That's a hefsik where I cannot be yotzei. That's like going with tefillin into the bathroom. I mean, like taking your tefillin off before going to the bathroom, so because you cannot wear your tefillin in the bathroom, that's a hefsik. So too, even though it's not a length, it's not a long length of time, and you know that you're going to put the tzitzis back on afterwards, there's a halachic break. There's a halachic break.
But you can't be yotzei in that house, but it could be yotzei in the midst of toss.
Correct. No. But here, this din is a din of, does my original bracha still go on my new levisha? So if there's a break between the first levisha number one and levisha number two, hefsik, hefsik, hadas, that requires a bracha. That's maybe it's just get down the ABCs, right? If I make a bracha when I come to shul, I'm wearing the talis. If I take it off and I take a break and I go to college class and then I come back, no, if my talis back on for some reason, so I have to make a new bracha. If it's the same levisha, I just stepped out to the restroom, stepped out to make a phone call, I don't need to make a new bracha. So what if I gave it to someone else for 10 minutes? It's the same levisha, it's the same chakras, meaning I knew I was going to, and when I gave it to him, I knew I was going to get it back. So can I rely on that original bracha, or do you say, no, there's a break because there was a time where I cannot use it because it's not mine? Now again, because the strings are not mine. So now there's a very, he quotes Rabbi Kiva that makes this point about the strings needing to be yours. And this, by the way, this he thinks is halacha l'maaseh true. If you lend it to someone else, so here's a great shayla. Here's Epi shayla, right? So someone wants to get an aliyah. So I lend them my talis. If he knows the chap that he's not supposed, if I mean, again, it's a discussion in the post. I'm not taking a side. But if he knows the chap that he's trying to not be yotzei in the mind, what if he thinks he's being yotzei? He makes a bracha and he takes it and then he gives it back to me. So
you give it to no one for that attention.
You're saying I think right.
So, you
know, a bracha right? So. So we should all be at least in the same yeshiva. We should all be on the same page about this. That's actually a very good point, yeah?
Are you not supposed to make a bracha on the talis before you get a aliyah?
It's a discussion. It's not a davar pashut. I mean, some say you definitely should. The Magen Avraham says you should. The Magen Avraham quotes the Rashi thing that says you should. I have the Shulchan Aruch over here, but I'm not going to look it up this second. Others say that you should not. The Tazal. Again, it's Siman Yadalit. That's where it comes up. It's Siman Yadalit Sif. Wherever it is, hey or so, that's where it comes up. But here's an interesting shayla. Let's say there is no sif hey. It's sif. There's sif hey, but it's sif gimel. Anyway, let's say my friend's not around, and I want to use his talis to be yotzei the mitzvah. So there's a halacha. It's passing over here in Shulchan Aruch. It's a miyadalid. It's nichle leinish lemevin mitzvah with his things. People are happy that you use their things for mitzvah. Back in the times of the Rishonim and the Achronim, svarim, you know, pages ripped very easily. So I said it's not true with svarim. You shouldn't use someone else's svarim. But their tzitzit, their tefillin, you can, because they're happy for you to do a mitzvah with them. Nowadays it could be, you have to ask a posse, but it could be the svarim are different because they don't rip so easily. But I see someone's talis here. I know he davens early minyan. I forgot my talis at home. I can use it on condition I fold it the way it was folded from beforehand. Because he would only be willing to give it to me if he knew that I take good care of it and put it back the way I found it. So that's actually good to know. But ask them, yeah?
What if it's on Shabbos and you want
to buy it? Oh, the post can discuss it. The Magen Avraham says you have to. Some Rishonim, some Achronim say you should fold it, but not the way it was folded before. And the Magen Avraham says, no, better even then not to fold it at all. Because, like, and that has to do with how you hold an Ochel Shabbos. And whether I would be, when here, every, if you chop a kula, you're going to chop a chumra. Chop a chumra, you're going to chop a kula somewhere else. So that's where a hachra matters about what to do. That's a very important question. Let's say, Lamaisa, I borrow someone else's tzitzis. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, I make a bracha. Ask the Magen Avraham a question. But I don't understand. He didn't give me a matana. He didn't give me a matana. So answers the Magen Avraham. Again, because if he gives it to me, we can say, oh, Minastami assumed it was a matana. But here he doesn't even know he's giving it to me. You can say he's happy about it, but you can't say he's giving me a matana. Says the Magen Avraham, why can't I make a bracha? Says the Magen Avraham, must be you can make a bracha. Just like we said before, that women can make a bracha on a mitzvah she has man grama, that a woman can make a bracha on lulav. So here too, you're not chayiv in tzitzis, but you could still make the bracha. There's a key mitzvah. As Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and this bracha's lamed is coming from this Rabbi Akiva Eiger, which he quotes. That's why I just thought it was really worth quoting this Rabbi Akiva Eiger itself. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, I don't understand. What's going on here? What's the case when we said before that you can make a bracha on someone else's tzitzis? That's if someone else has the beged and I put my own tzitzis on it. So there's a kiyum mitzvah, because like we said, ksuscha, the beged being mine defines whether I'm a chayiv, but not whether there could be a mitzvah. The tzitzis strings, but also on the tzitzis, that's the mitzvah itself. You must have your strings. If it's not your strings, you cannot be yotzei the mitzvah. There's no kiyum mitzvah at all. So I asked Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the Magen Avraham, on the Shulchan Aruch, how can I make it for bracha here? First of all, he says the Magen Avraham is difficult anyway, because the Shulchan Aruch holds that's with the Svardim Paskin, that women don't make a bracha on lulav and other types of mitzvahs. So the same thing should carry over here. A man should not make a bracha on when he puts on tzitzit someone else's beged, on a tala shula. That's the market. Again, that really depends on the question. It's a very big question. Why is it that, let's say, whatever is Rashi, the Rambam, those who shown him old, that a woman cannot make a bracha on a mitzvah shayis magrama? Why is it not? Would it be true by a man in a case when he's not chayiv? I don't want to get into that now. Maybe it's the lashon of etzivanu. Maybe it's a different thing. But the question that Rabbi Akiva Eiger I want to concentrate on is, he says, here, if I'm, again, I take, let's say, Elias, it's a talis of yours. I take his talis and I put it on. And he didn't know about it, so there's no way he could have been machna to me as a matana. So, I don't understand. The strings are not mine. There's no way in a million years for me to be able to say, how can I make a bracha? That's Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Sarachian. That's basically the gist of the Emek Bracha's problem over here. It makes you wonder, it could be to resolve these problems, that even though it's not my strings, maybe since it could be someone else's strings and they could be yotzei, is this psul like somewhat of a more flexible psul? That's not really clear, but that would probably be the derech that you'd have to go to answer these questions. Okay, so we spoke about again the two dinim, the din of ksuscha, which is not a fundamental din, the din of the beged must be yours to be chayiv, and the din of basulem, which is a much more fundamental din, which would affect taslom and asoy, and also would affect this din. The Bechor Rabbi Akiva Eiger says you shouldn't make a bracha if you're not mitzvah, and if the strings are not yours, says the Emek Bracha, it would be a hefsik, and you have to make, when you lend it to a friend, you get it back, it would be a hefsik and require a new bracha. With that, we're going to close. Good bracha. Okay. And I apologize everyone for coming here. Yeah. I'm trying to, like I said,